He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Thursday, June 25th. And you know what? It was pretty packed in Reliant Stadium today because Texans players are here working out. As even though they are not required to practice, they are coming in for runs and lifts. And one player that I caught up with is defensive end Connor Barwin. He had a late graduation, so he was forced to miss OTAs, but he arrived just in time for the start of minicamp, and he felt pretty good about how things went during that three-day camp. Of course, now he still feels like he has some catching up to do, mainly in the film room, so he's going to be doing a lot of work there, but he's also doing a lot of work in the weight room and outside conditioning-wise. I caught up with Connor, and here's what he had to say about what he did to prepare for mini camp and training camp, and what he's excited for next season. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is Connor Barwin. All right, Connor, now you're sort of right into it. You are part of the Texans. You've been through mini camp. Talk about what you did, though, before you came here, because you were training, and you were training in several different places.
Yeah, before I came, I had about a month, so I did a couple different things. I trained in Cincinnati, like I did before the combine. I also went down to Atlanta, Georgia, and trained with David Pollack for about a week, who was a former sixth overall pick, three-time All-American in the SEC, so a guy that I really learned a lot from. And just try to do a bunch of different things to not get too used to anything and, you know, try to keep learning that month I had off.
So even though you missed OTAs because of school, did you feel pretty prepared as far as physically?
Yeah, I think I stayed in shape. Like I said before, there's nothing I could do to get used to this heat. I would have had to go in a gym and turn the heat up to get used to it. But I felt like I was in shape. I felt like I became a better player in that month that I had off. I really learned a lot just as a football player, so it was good for me.
Well, helping you learn was Bill Cole, our defensive line coach. He was sending you a lot of DVDs. What did he have you focus on? What did he really want you to look at?
Well, he just sent me a bunch of DVDs with cut-ups all about technique stuff, DVDs that he had made and DVDs of players that he thought I could kind of start to resemble my game after, and those were things that I just watched over the past month.
What players did he have you look at?
One of them was Kyle Van Den Bosch. Another one was Leonard Little, who he had coached when he was at St. Louis. So those are just a couple of the guys that he had me watching that he thought I could, you know, be similar to as far as playing style.
Now, Kyle Van Den Bosch is probably one of the biggest foes of this team. I mean, high motor guy. What about him, though, do you try and emulate?
Which is, he's a guy that just doesn't quit. He's a very, you know, high energy guy, which is something that I need to be when I'm out there. That's kind of how I was productive in college. And then he has a couple moves that, you know, he's not great at, but he's good at, and he never stops working for him, and they work for him. So that's kind of what Coach Kohler wants me to do.
All right, well, you got thrown in there, like we said, for mini camps. What did you think? How did it go for you?
I thought mini camp went good. Day one was very good. I had fresh legs compared to other guys that had gone through the whole OTA, so that was good for me. Day two and day three were all right. They weren't as good as the first day, but it was good for me to just get out there, finally be competing again, getting to know my teammates, and really just playing actual football again.
Now that you have this time before training camp, what are you doing? Obviously, you're going to be working out some. Are you also going to be looking at more film?
Yeah, I'll continue to study up the film. But it's just, you know, at minicamp I learned a couple different drills that I can do from Coach Kohler, drills that he likes to do. And then I'm just going to be continue training here with Coach Rice and, you know, staying in shape and those type of things.
Now, do they talk about how they want to use you next year? Because there's a lot of excitement about your athleticism and you know, what kind of depth you're going to bring this defensive line, because you can come in situations, and that's something that Texans haven't had before.
Yeah, I mean, for me, they've, you know, obviously special teams is going to be huge for me. But defensively, they've talked about I'm a guy that can move around, I can stand up, I can get down, put my hand in dirt. I'm a guy that can kind of disguise defenses because I can start down and then drop into coverage. But the biggest thing they told me to stress on is, you know, be a pass rusher. Be in there and be able to get after the quarterback and, you know, continue to work on my run technique, because I want to be a four-down player. But for now, pass rush is going to be what I need to focus on.
And you like rushing the passer with your hand down, right?
Yes. And any D lineman is going to tell you he likes rushing the passer. But as I said before, I like rushing with my hand down. I think it's better. A lot of draft people projected me into a 3-4, which I would have probably been rushing with my, you know, standing up. But to be able to rush with my hand down is definitely very good for me.
Now, what do you think of Houston? It's hot. But oh, yeah. Other than that, what do you think of the city?
It's good so far. I like how big it is. It seems like a pretty diverse community, which is good for me. I'm just trying to get to learn my way around right now. I think I found somewhere I'm going to live, so I'm excited about that. But it's been good. Besides getting used to the heat, it's been very good so far. I think I'm going to like it.
Have you gotten to know your teammates pretty well?
Yeah, I'm starting to. I've been here now almost 2 weeks, so I'm getting to know the guys. Everybody's been really nice, really welcoming, so it's been good so far.
Now you're getting excited for training camp because that is the grind. I mean, that's when the rookies really are thrown in there and it's the total grind.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm excited for it. I'm just still trying to get ready for it. I'm going to try to go in and be as prepared as I can. That'll allow me to be relaxed for it. And the more prepared, the more relaxed you feel, the better you'll do.
As always, thanks for listening. Be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream!